C.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing Funding Drive donors. Thank you so much.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hello and welcome to another special edition of Campus Beat. I'm Dinah Jansen. We hope the day finds you warm and well amidst all the snow and cold weather here at Queen's University. And of course, it's a busy, busy, busy time as elections and referenda campaigns are now underway for candidates and clubs under the Alma Mater Society right up through January 27th. In this short episode, we are chatting with the AMS executive candidates about their campaigns. AMS members are reminded that voting for candidates and student fees takes place over 3 days on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. Watch your Queen's emails for ballots and visit myams.org for more information about candidates, groups, and the elections process. And now we'll dive into conversations with each of the AMS candidates. Coming up now, we are interviewing presidential candidates Alex MacArthur and Drayden George, as well as Edward Tsai, running for Vice President University Affairs, followed by a chat with Avery Papalidis, who is running for Vice President Operations. It's our pleasure to cover AMS and SGPS elections and referenda each fall and winter, and we hope you enjoy learning about the outstanding individuals and groups coming forward this January. Thank you for joining us. First up, we're chatting with Alexander MacArthur, who is running for the position of President of the Alma Mater Society. Coming up in this segment, we are chatting with Alex MacArthur, third-year life sciences student who is running for AMS president. Welcome to CFRC, Alex, and thank you for taking some time out of your campaign and studies to chat with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Alex, tell us about yourself and your experience as a student leader and advocate.
Absolutely. So as you just mentioned, I'm in third year of life sciences here at Queen's. And over the past few years, I've had the privilege of serving on the AMS board of directors, where I've gotten to work more with the corporate side of the AMS and learning all about that and advocating for students on all of the corporate decisions we do make here at the AMS as well. And I've also worked with orientation through the Faculty of Arts and Science, where I've been a leader and an orientation coordinator as well. So if you were a Gale last year, I planned all of your trainings and all your pre-week events as well.
Thank you very much. And now, can you tell us a little bit more about your platform and why you were running this campaign?
Absolutely. So my platform has three main pillars. The first one is representation. So I really want to do my duty and represent students here on campus. And the best way I can do that is straight up asking how you want me to represent you. I don't want to be the Alex MacArthur Society and just push my opinions. I want to really get to students and figure out what they're experiencing and how I can best represent them through like quarterly market research surveys, monthly town halls, and weekly office hours. So students can come and tell me directly what they're experiencing and how the AMS can support them. Secondly, my second pillar is collaboration. I really do want to collaborate more with the faculty societies, departments, the university to really plan, see how we can make the campus experience better, but also advocate to the university and the province and the federal government how to make student life on campus better for all Queen's students. It shouldn't just be the AMS doing it. We should be a collective front. We all have the same goal of making Queen's a better place for all students. And I think just working with each other, we can create a more positive relationship and get more work done. And lastly, my third pillar is transparency. I know that pretty much everybody has a pillar of transparency, but I feel like in the past, people have just gone about transparency of explaining what they're doing and just leaving it at that. I truly want to say why we're doing that as well and making sure that students understand how we're benefiting them during their time here at Queen's and how we're improving their student experience.
And now, Alex, thank you for that. Can you tell student listeners how they can learn more about your campaign?
Absolutely. So I'm boothing pretty much every single day in Beamish Monroe Hall or the Queen Center and ARC. And you can find all of those times on my Instagram, alex4.pro. Prez on Instagram, and you can learn more about my platform there. I'm posting pretty much once or twice a day, and I'd really like appreciate a follow as well.
Thank you very much, and a reminder about how students can get out there and vote.
Absolutely. So all AMS undergraduate students will get a email in their Outlook on January 28th, and they'll be active until January 30th. And you just go on there. You can select who you want for president, vice president of operations, vice president of university affairs, as well as all the referendum groups up on the ballot as well. But in my opinion, if you just wanted to click the president one and skip the rest, that's cool with me as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's been a pleasure and good luck on your campaign.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
And thank you to Alex for joining us to chat about his campaign. Coming up now, we're sitting down with Drayden George, also in the running for AMS president. Coming up in this segment, we are chatting with Drayden George, a fourth-year economics and environmental studies student who is running for AMS president. Welcome to CFRC, Drayden, and thanks for taking time out of your campaign to chat with us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Amazing. So tell us about yourself and your experience as a student leader or advocate.
Yeah, so some time before university, I grew up on southern tip of Vancouver Island, BC, on Sauk Reservation. Some hobbies outside of work are camping and hiking. But I mainly want to use my experience through past achievements to make sure to be a candidate that actually delivers on the goals and has the necessary knowledge of university and municipal advocacy, academic processes, student supports, and negotiation for crucial student contracts. Some of my experience at the AMS specifically includes the Commissioner of Social Issues, External Affairs, and Clubs across the past 3 years, and this year serving as the chair of the board. In addition, I've had the opportunity to be the co-president of QVAC, which is an environmental club, and also serve as the Lands Advisory Board chair back at my hometown community on the reserve, and currently working as the president of the Economic Development Corporation out there. But so I want to use those collective experiences over these past 4 years to make sure that I can deliver for students on a student-centered campaign and hopefully be their president.
Thank you very much, Drayden. Now, tell us about your platform and why you're running this campaign.
Yeah, so my platform relies on three pillars. I guess slogan would be eight, which is stands for affordability, transparency, and engagement. First, for affordability, is trying to do things like expanding an AMS-wide loyalty program and awarding system for services and governance supports, as well as making sure to advocate to the university on appropriate grants, scholarship, and financial funding, and establish negotiations with local businesses for student-wide discounts. For transparency, I see that as important to try to make sure we're building student trust better, as the AMS, I believe, has had an accountability and transparency problem within relation to the students, and is something that they should be doing better to address. Things like improving the internal affairs office resources for outreach and promotion and participation in our governance processes, like elections, is definitely an important one, and also making sure we're funding student research and advancement activities. I'll finish off with engagement, which is making sure that we're contracting a third-party event company, working with the BPUA to make sure we can provide larger scale events. I think combining engagement, transparency, and affordability will overall see a more successful AMS and prosperous one for students in general.
Thank you so much for that. And now, can you tell student listeners out there how they can learn more about your campaign?
Yeah, so they could check out our campaign's Instagram, which is at Drey for Prez. Also, they can make sure, of course, to stay up to date of if they want to reach out to me by email, which is also available on the Instagram. I'm always open to more consultations. And club leaders are also able to reach out for if they're interested in endorsing the campaign, as I'd love the support, and just making sure they vote Drey for Prez on January 28th to 30th. Through their student email in the ballot.
Fantastic. And yes, with that, how can students vote?
Oh yeah, so happy reiterate is in your student email, there will be a ballot, a simply voting ballot sent by the AMS elections, and that will be available January 28th to 30th, where I hope to earn your vote and rank first president choice as Drayden George.
Thank you very much for joining us, Drayden, and taking time out of your campaign to chat. Very best wishes to you on the campaign trail, sir.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Diana, for having me, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
And thank you to Drayden for sitting down with us to discuss his campaign. Up next, we caught up with Edward Tsai, who is running for Vice President, University Affairs. And welcome back, everybody. We are now sitting with Edward Tsai, a third-year health sciences student right here at Queen's University, currently running for the position of AMS Vice President, University Affairs. Welcome to CFRC, Edward, and thanks for taking a break from your campaign to sit down and chat with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so happy for any opportunity to share a bit more about my campaign and my platform and hopefully connect to the student body.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Now, Edward, tell us about yourself and your experience as a student leader or advocate.
Of course. Well, you've already done an amazing job introducing myself. I'm Edward Tsai, they, he pronouns, third year health sciences student. Like many students coming to Queens in my first year, I got involved with so many different clubs on campus, such as the Queens Debating Union. I also started working at the Yellow House as a event programmer and receptionist. From that position, I got very involved and a lot more passionate about doing equity work at Queens. I applied then to the HSS IEDIA commissioner role, where I led and directed the first equity gala, which has now turned into this year's Threads in collaboration with ASSIS. I changed many things in the Constitution to create new roles for equity on the HSS Council, as well as the first equity mandate. And I've also conducted focus groups on equity and accessibility, which has now led to a multi-year research project with the Faculty of Health Sciences to develop a training. I also got involved with Dawning because, like many students, housing and food costs are very scary things here. So being a resident Dawn means that I'm able to as well connect with the student body as well as, you know, save a bit more money on my own. Then moving into this year, I'm now the AMS's Social Issues Commissioner Internal, which has been quite a wild ride. I've got involved a lot around equity work in the AMS Corporation, looking at implementing the first equity working group in the Board of Directors, as well as running the first AMS Culture and Equity Survey to better understand how we can make our workplace more equitable. I've also helped drive key initiatives like Threads and Queer Orientation, provided free menstrual products to students through our dispensers, as well as advocated for things like bidets and a centralized equity place on our Queen's website. A lot of my experience has been observing that change is often slow and is very dependent on who you know and your relationship with them. But I think approaching the Vice President University Affairs role means understanding that there's two approaches to this. You need to look at it short term and provide those tangible changes to the students that are here today, but also thinking long term through policies and strategies. And having a student leader that is familiar with these things is integral to shaping that student experience.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Edward. Now, moving on, can you tell us about your platform and why you were running for VPUA?
Of course. Well, at a very broad level, I'll say there are two reasons why I'm running my campaign. Firstly, that student voice has so much power that's often underutilized or students generally don't know that that exists. Secondly, that community and belonging are integral to the student and human experience, and students really shouldn't be struggling to find opportunities to meet other folks and as well as learn more about themselves. That's why my three pillars are accountability, community, and efficiency, with the goal of acing your student experience. Accountability looks like creating avenues where student voices can actually understand the issues that students are facing and shape the systems that are affecting them through advocacy town halls, AMS 101 series and tutorials, and public progress trackers. For community, I want to create more spaces for students of similar and or different backgrounds to come together, and that supports for basic human rights are visible and accessible. And that might look like establishing more cross-university relationships and bringing back ideas that work, such as, I know, students have been talking a lot about the Western concert, and as well coordinating discounts and sponsorships giveaways with other companies. My third pillar, efficiency, is to ensure that existing systems and processes are saving student dollars and time where it can, whether that's through clubs and events processes or public services like buses and snow sidewalk plowing.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, can you tell student listeners out there how they can learn more about your campaign, Edward?
Of course. Well, firstly, I really recommend that you check out my Instagram. It's at @ed4VPUA. You can also find my boothing times on there as well. And I'm very, very happy to sit down and chat with anybody who has any questions.
Fantastic. And any information to AMS listeners out there about how they can get out there and vote?
The voting period is starting January 28th to the 30th. You'll be sent a link to your student email where you can click on that and select which candidates you want to vote for as your next 2026-2027 AMS executives.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Edward, for sitting down with us and taking time out of your busy day and certainly your campaign to chat with us. It's been a real pleasure and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you. The pleasure is truly all mine.
And thank you to Edward Tsai for joining us here on CFRC to chat about his campaign. Coming up, we're chatting with Avery Papalidis about her campaign to be your next AMS Vice President Operations. And welcome back, everyone. We are moving into a conversation with Avery Papalidis, a fourth-year student in health sciences currently running for AMS Vice President Operations, otherwise known as VPOPs. Welcome, Avery, to CFRC.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Appreciate that you took time out of your campaign, and you are a few hours out from a big debate tonight. So thank you so much for dropping in at the very last minute. Avery, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience as a student leader or advocate?
Of course, yeah. So as Dinah mentioned, I'm in my fourth year of health sciences. I also have a very strong passion for neuroscience and mental health. I've been consistently working in student leadership, general work, employment opportunities and services throughout my time at Queen's and even before. I've been working actually since I was 14, which has really just shaped the way I approach responsibility, accountability and showing up for the people who work for me or work with me. On campus, I've been involved in multiple clubs. I've helped start up two, actually, being the Queen's Pre-Therapy Society and Proactive Minds, where we run mental health workshops in the Kingston Elementary Schools. And then my current and most relevant position is working as an assistant manager at Queen's Pub. I work specifically in the realm of marketing and events. And through this role, I've gained so much invaluable hands-on experience with operations, staffing, communications, and the reality of working with budgeting in a student-run service. Working in the AMS has strengthened my idea of what it means to be a good leader and has allowed me to really see firsthand where the AMS supports students and where it may fall short.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And now, Avery, can you tell us a little bit more about your platform and why you were running for VPOPs?
Of course. Yeah. So if it weren't for my initiation into the AMS and my work at the Queen's Pub, I would not be running for this position. This experience has really showed me how deeply I care about the AMS services and the students that run them, making sure that all students feel supported, feeling that they know how financial decisions are being made, and just how students experience the AMS and Queens as a whole. That being said, I've built my platform based on three core pillars after many consultations and conversations with students, getting their feedback about the change that they want to see in the AMS. So the first one I have is equal support for all AMS services. I want to ensure that every service, every student behind the service feels heard, supported, and valued, not just the ones that are most visible. I can accomplish this through consistent communication, regular check-ins with both head and assistant managers for each service, and proactive support, so issues are addressed early rather than being escalated into crises. Even though that I come from working at the pub, the one thing I like to make very clear in my campaign that my fairness extends across all services. My second pillar is student-focused, transparent operations. I think that students deserve to understand fully where their money is going and how decisions are being made. For me, this is about making sure financial and operational information is presented clear, timely, and more accessibly. So transparency doesn't require a commerce degree or a financial background. So I really want to help shift financial conversations from being vague or reactive to being more intentional as a whole. And then my third one is about building a more connected and accessible AMS. I've seen how isolations between services, commissions, and faculty societies can create just overall inefficiency. I want to prioritize collaboration over competition and help create structures that make communication and collaboration the norm rather than the exception. A connected AMS not only is better culturally, so students feel comfortable walking into the offices, engaging with their executives, but it's also so much more effective for students and staff beyond the AMS in the Queens community as a whole. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And now, Avery, can you tell student listeners how they can learn more about you and your campaign?
Of course. So students can learn more about my campaign primarily through my Instagram, which is just Avery4VPOPS. There's also various journal articles and this CFRC interview also, I hope, created a little bit of a snapshot about my campaign.
Wonderful. And finally, how can students vote for you and others in the AMS elections and referenda?
Yeah, so all students that pay AMS membership fees will be sent an email with instructions on how to vote. There'll also be voting booths around campus from the 28th to the 30th. So I highly encourage that all students learn more about the candidates and vote.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Avery, for coming in at the very last minute.
Yes,
we caught up with you. Thank goodness. We really do appreciate your time. We know you're hot on the campaign trail, and you have a big debate coming up in just a couple of hours. We really do appreciate you coming off the campaign trail to sit with us for a few minutes and chat with us. Best wishes on your continued efforts during the campaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to Avery for sitting down to chat with us about her campaign. And thank you to you, the listeners, for joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM's Campus Beat and our coverage of the AMS executive elections. Once again, AMS members are also reminded that voting for candidates and student fees takes place over 3 days on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. Watch your Queen's emails for ballots and visit myams.org for more information about candidates, groups, and the elections process. Don't forget to follow the AMS on Instagram at Queens_AMS to stay up to date with the latest in your student government's news and what's happening right now with AMS elections and referenda, and to follow each candidate on their campaign pages on Instagram as well. Thanks again for joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM, proudly supporting Queens Student Initiative services and leadership since 1922. I'm Dinah Jansen. Welcome to another special edition of Campus Beat. I'm Dinah Jansen. Amidst all the snow this January, it's a very busy time at Queen's University. Elections and referenda campaigns are still very much underway for candidates and clubs under the Alma Mater Society through January 27th. In this episode, we're featuring coverage of the 16 campus groups and student clubs on the ballot for student fees during the upcoming AMS referendum. Due to the timing with which CFRC received information about what groups were actually going to referendum from the AMS elections team this January, only one club was able to connect with us in time for recording and broadcast of a campaign interview. CFRC team members are reading the information provided to us about each group's campaign in lieu of interviews to provide an opportunity for their message to be heard, and they will be read verbatim, sometimes in first person. It is CFRC's pleasure and privilege to support candidates and groups campaigning, and we thank you for tuning in. AMS members are reminded that voting for candidates and student fees takes place over 3 days on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. Watch your Queen's emails for ballots and visit myams.org for more information about candidates, groups, and the elections process. In the meantime, let's dive into a conversation with one of the student groups running a fee campaign, followed by 15 segments featuring discussion of other student groups on the ballot in the AMS referendum. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in this segment, we are chatting with Ismael Linton and Kiana Chabakuli, co-presidents of the Queens Black Academic Society, currently running a fee campaign for their student club at AMS referendum. Welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM, Ismael and Kiana.
Hi, how's it going? Thank you for having us.
Amazing that you're both here. Thank you for joining us on such short notice and taking time out of your campaign and your studies. We're going to dive right in, folks. So starting with you, Ismail, can you tell us about your club?
Yes. So to be brief, we're sort of a club of self-identifying Black students, and our main goal is to represent sort of the student experience on campus. So we strive to create safe spaces to support not only students, but faculty, staff, and alumni. This year, QBAS has become the largest Black student association on campus. So it's really exciting to see the community come together and really strive for greater things.
Anything to add to that, Kiana?
No, honestly, I think you really covered it. That's just all really what we're about. We strive to embody unity, excellence, and scholarship. That's just a little bit about our motto. It's all over a little bit of our campaigning. So really excited to get the rest of the interview.
Fantastic. And now, Kiana, tell us about the referendum question and in question.
Yeah. So pretty much we're campaigning to raise our student activity fee from 50 cents, it's a 60 cent increase, to $1.10. This is just a way for us to achieve many of the objectives that we have. We had a really great year this year, pumping out a high volume of events, but we really want to make these things more sustainable. That's really our big focus, just making sure that Black students and many other people who want to immerse themselves in Black culture as well are doing these things free of cost and without that burden. And I feel like that also plays into the sense of community that we bring at Queens through our events like the barbecue. We do events like Rhythm and Roots, where people get to dress up as a favorite artist. A lot of opportunities for volunteering and scholarship opportunities. So that's just a little bit about our campaign process right now.
Thank you very much, Kiana. And now, Ismail, over to you. Why should students support your club?
I think students should support our club just because we're a club that kind of does everything. So we do academic events, we do social events, but we also directly invest in student success, community, and advocacy on campus. So we have a lot of different endeavors that we strive to touch on in the Kingston community. And in all, we just try to create sort of inclusive spaces on campus and just make sure that Black people do have a space here at Queens.
Okay, fantastic. And before we close, how can people learn more about your campaign, Kiana?
Well, I'd say definitely follow our Instagram. We post a lot of cool campaigning posts. Some are going out today, tomorrow, pretty much for the rest of the campaigning period. You can learn a bit about us. There is more about us on our QBAS website, QBAS.com. You can do it on like a Wix website. There's a lot of information about us and the stuff that our executive team does and our general membership does. We're always doing something really, really cool, so you should definitely check it out. And yeah, that's how you can learn a bit more about our campaign.
Amazing. And last word, Ismail, how can people, the AMS membership, get out there and vote?
So they can vote by, they'll receive an email on January 28th, and they'll have that period, so from the 20th to the 30th. And they just have to go on that link, vote yes for QBAS, and then just press submit. It's really as easy as that, and it'll help a lot for this referendum increase and also to support the Black community at the university.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Folks, we have been chatting with Ismail Linton and Kiana Chabakuli, co-presidents of the Queen's Black Academic Society, now in the middle of their referendum campaign to increase their AMS student fee. Folks, thanks for joining us right here on CFRC and taking time out of your campaign. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to Kiana and Ismail for joining us to chat about the Queen's Black Academic Society. We'll now pass it over to Jesse Bell covering the next student club on the ballot this month in the AMS referendum.
Thank you so much. Coming up in this segment, we're covering Good Times Diner, a student-run soup kitchen running to continue their 50-cent optional AMS student fee. Good Times Diner is a student-run soup kitchen located in St. Paul's Anglican Church. Every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 5:30 p.m. for 50 out of 52 weeks a year, nutritious, hot, free meals are provided for many less fortunate members of the Kingston community. This is a valuable service that creates a safe and welcoming environment for its patrons while addressing their social and economic challenges. The food is prepared by Queen's University student volunteers who are interested in expanding their understanding of community issues, particularly poverty, in a fun, hands-on learning environment. Volunteers have the opportunity to learn valuable cooking skills and make new friends while working as a team to give back to the community they call home. Good Times Diner is a non-judgmental, anonymous, free service for all patrons of the Queens and Kingston community. Now over to Jack Ayala about our next student club on the ballot.
The Queens Baja SAE Design Team is a multidisciplinary team that designs, manufactures, and races a single rider off-road vehicle. Queens Baja competes in the North American Baja SAE 3 Series, which attracts over 100 teams from around the world to compete in a variety of events. The competitive environment allows team members to test their designs and learn from other passionate students from all corners of the globe. The team's success hinges on open, positive communication, whether that be between team members, with the faculty, or with the public. Team members with strong communication skills often become team leaders in their senior years, providing valuable experience managing teams, developing a project plan, and creating a vision for success. The Baja team provides members with a real open-ended design problem that requires extensive research, an iterative design process, advanced modeling and analysis, and final design validation. This dynamic platform is ideal for students seeking a challenge where hard work, sound design principles, and creativity are encouraged. The team is always looking for ways to innovate, from using topology optimization software as part of the ideation process to designing fully custom parts that are traditionally stock parts. Queens Baja is one of the most established design teams on Queens campus and continues to provide students with amazing experiences.
Thank you, Jack. Coming up, we're chatting about Queens Musical Theater, a student group currently running a campaign to continue their 50-cent optional fee. Queens Musical Theater is a student-run organization that aims to provide opportunities for those interested in or passionate about theater. The club was formed in 1969 when the Queens Glee Club, which was established in 1883, made significant changes to its mandate. With the 1969 production of The Boyfriend, QMT started producing Broadway musicals. Now the club aims to stage 2 musical productions per year, welcoming students from all faculties to contribute to the productions, as well as host events such as cabaret nights. You can see photos from past productions and learn more about them at www.queensmusicaltheatre.ca. And moving on, we're now chatting about the Canadian Association for Research in Regenerative Medicine's campaign to continue their 50-cent optional student fee. The Canadian Association for Research in Regenerative Medicine is a nonprofit organization. At its core, it strives to improve the quality of healthcare and research worldwide by advancing the innovative science that is regenerative medicine. The Queen's chapter consists of a group of dedicated students who, in conjunction with many other universities, work to secure funding for groundbreaking research and raise awareness of potential applications of this research. In many ways, the Queen's chapter focuses on involving and inspiring students to explore the science of regenerative medicine. Speaker panels with experts in their fields, networking and information sessions, coffeehouse trivia, fundraising events, and many other functions engage students to actively learn about regenerative medicine. The club also accepts general members who volunteer at numerous events and find a common interest among their peers. In essence, this club runs on a common belief that regenerative medicine has tapped potential to advance the medical field and passionately works to aid in the discovery of that potential. And now we'll chat about the Queen's Cardiac Research Committee seeking renewal of its 50-cent optional fee on the slate during this month's AMS referendum. The Queen's Cardiac Research Committee is a student-led committee that aims to make research findings pertaining to cardiovascular diseases more accessible and digestible for Queen's students. We hope to raise awareness for the importance of cardiovascular research, as well as inspire students to explore career options that align with their interests. Our goal is to make complicated research and information more accessible for the public to understand. Within our committee, we post weekly infographics and digital animations on our Instagram at QueensCRC. This year, we will be hosting various events throughout the year and an end-of-year conference. We believe that the success of our mission will greatly benefit both Queen's students and the community on a larger scale. And now over to Jessie Bell with details about our next student club on the AMS referendum ballot.
Thank you very much. In this segment, we're chatting about the Canadian Undergraduate Conference on Health's campaign to continue their 30-cent optional fee. The mission of QCO is to design and implement a conference that informs undergraduate students of the current state of Canadian healthcare. This is accomplished by engaging them in discussions with other students and professionals to develop leadership, inspiration, and an understanding of the interdisciplinary nature of healthcare in Canada. The objectives are to present a cohesive overview of the current state of Canadian healthcare and explore specific areas of future change, investigate global health trends and our place in them, and increase the exchange of knowledge between professionals and students from across Canada through discussion and debate, encourage student research in the sciences through a poster competition, present a broad perspective of the Canadian medical sector by introducing a range of topics that highlight the diversity of health-related professions, and initiate a well-informed and proactive generation of leaders by providing early involvement in diverse health-related professions that will shape the future of Canadian healthcare. With our current student fee, we have been able to subsidize costs for attendees, particularly Queen's students, allowing us to broaden the scope of the conference. For example, we were able to increase the number of workshops we run, increase the breadth and expertise of the knowledge of speakers involved in the conference, and use campus spaces that can accommodate more delegates, thus expanding delegate enrollment for the conference. Additionally, with the creation of our outreach committee in 2021, we are increasing the number of educational opportunities for Queen's students to participate in throughout the year. For example, last year we were able to offer an Indigenous medicine-making workshop for free, thanks to the student fee. We hope that going forward we can broaden our engagement with the Queen's community and offer a breadth of opportunities to students throughout the year. And now over to Dinah Jansen with more details about another student club on the AMS referendum ballot.
Thank you, Jesse. Coming up, we're covering the AMS Social Issues Commission's campaign to establish a $3.50 optional AMS student fee. The Social Issues Commission is committed to advancing Indigenization, equity, diversity, inclusion, anti-racism, and accessibility at Queen's University. As one of the six commissions of the AMS, the SIC collaborates with university offices, AMS bodies, and student groups to deliver grants, awards, and programs that promote an equitable and inclusive campus environment. As the Queen's student population becomes increasingly diverse, the demand for equity-focused supports continues to grow. The SIC is proposing a $3.50 Equity Action Fund fee to ensure we can continue meeting these needs and strengthening inclusion across campus. This fee directly supports cornerstone student programs such as the Robert Sutherland Prize, Seven Grandfathers Teaching Award, Equity Grants, and Equity Library, which have seen rising applications and engagement. It also sustains community-building initiatives like Equity Town Hall, Equity Caucus, Collective Reflections, Queer Orientation, Threads, the Black Farewell, and ongoing programming such as the Accountability Cafe. These spaces are vital for amplifying student voices, celebrating identity, fostering belonging, and offering experiential learning opportunities in equity and advocacy work. In addition, the fee enables the SIC to establish and continue impactful projects such as the Black Legacy Mentorship Program and the Indigenous Strengths Mural, both created in direct response to student needs and campus priorities. Most importantly, this fund goes straight back to students, supporting clubs, groups, equity projects, and recognition partners that shapes a more inclusive campus experience. Over the past year alone, grant applications have increased by 38%, and participation in SIC programming has grown by 95%, demonstrating the clear need for sustained support. The Equity Action Fund represents a small investment that empowers students to confront systemic barriers, celebrate diversity, and meaningful change. Your support will ensure that Queens remains a place where all students feel valued, supported, and empowered. Moving on, we'll now chat about the New Generation Conference on Neuroscience, seeking to decrease its 35-cent fee by 10 cents in the upcoming AMS referendum. New Generation is a two-day neuroscience conference held at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The conference is organized by a group of undergraduate students who share a common interest in the fascinating field of neuroscience. This year, our team has been working hard to institute procedures to allow delegates to learn, make memories, and be inspired in person. The next NeuroGeneration Conference will provide delegates with the opportunity to listen to and network with leading neuroscience researchers within Canada. Delegates will compete in a case competition that gives them a chance to share their passion for problem solving through group learning and presentations. Lastly, delegates will participate in hands-on workshops that encompass a diverse set of neuroscience topics. We hope to provide students with a deeper connection to a network that is bigger than themselves, giving delegates the opportunity to share their thoughts, questions, and passion with other individuals who are united by their love of neuroscience. Our conference has explored a wide variety of topics within neuroscience, from mental health and neurodegenerative diseases to topics in artificial intelligence, neurosurgery, and brain plasticity. We are committed to providing our group of delegates with an in-person conference full of revolutionary research, stimulating conversations, and networking opportunities to inspire the next generation of undergraduate students to further their passion for the brain. As we approach our next annual conference, we hope to entice you to join the conversation and to explore the complexity surrounding the sophisticated inner workings of the human mind.
Thank you, Dinah. Coming up in this segment, we're chatting about the Mental Health Awareness Committee campaign to continue their 20-cent optional fee in the upcoming AMS referendum. The Mental Health Awareness Committee, MHAC, is a student-led group dedicated to promoting mental wellness, reducing stigma, and connecting students with mental health resources on campus. Through inclusive, educational, and engaging programming, MHAC fosters a supportive environment where mental health is openly discussed and prioritized. Our committee is organized into subcommittees: Outreach, Marketing, Logistics, Education, Journal, EDII, Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Indigeneity, Events, and General Members, each contributing to the planning and execution of initiatives that reflect the diverse needs of our student body. We host a variety of events throughout the year, including trivia nights, educational workshops, a cultural market, and a men's mental health awareness dodgeball tournament, all designed to build community and raise awareness in creative and accessible ways. MHAC is seeking a student fee to help cover the costs of event materials, venue bookings, promotional campaigns, and accessibility support. This funding will allow us to expand our programming, reach more students, and ensure our events remain free and inclusive for all. Mental health affects every student, and MHAC's work directly contributes to a healthier, more compassionate campus culture. By supporting MHAC, students are investing in peer-led advocacy, education, and community-building efforts that make mental wellness a visible and valued part of university life. The fee will allow us to continue creating safe spaces for dialogue and community while amplifying student voices in the conversation around mental health. And now over to Dinah Jansen with more information on the next student club going to referendum.
Thank you. Thank you, Juliana. Coming up in this segment, we are covering Queens VexU's robotics team's bid to continue its 69-cent optional fee ad referendum this month. Queens VexU robotics team is a relatively new group on campus consisting of over 30 students, the majority of whom come from Smith Engineering. We compete in the VexU Robotics Competition, an interdisciplinary robotics-based international challenge run by Vex Robotics, Inc. and the Robotics Education and Competition Foundation. As the highest tier of VEX competitions, it requires students to design, build, and program multiple robots for a challenge that involves precise manipulation of objects, autonomous motion and navigation, assistance and feedback for human drivers, and interaction with other robots. And moving forward, we'll now chat about the Queens Concrete Canoe Team's campaign to continue their 50-cent optional fee. The Queens Concrete Canoe Team is a multidisciplinary design team under the organization of the Engineering Society at Queens University. The team is entirely student-run by an executive of 10 individuals and involves around 20 general members. The purpose of the team is to design, develop, and construct a canoe made entirely of concrete. Each year, the team competes in the Canadian National Concrete Canoe Competition with universities and colleges nationwide. Our key objective is to provide a unique learning environment for students of all years while promoting a creative, innovative, and fun activity that encourages leadership, teamwork, communication, project management, and problem-solving skills. And now back over to Juliana Gonsalves covering our next student group heading to referendum.
Thank you, Dinah. Coming up, we're discussing Queen's Model Parliament's campaign to continue its 50-cent optional fee. Every January, students from a variety of faculties attend a conference in Ottawa and fill the seats of our distinguished members of Parliament in the House of Commons. In the months leading up to the conference, QMP delegates form political parties, elect leaders, engage in debate, and draft bills. These bills are prepared to be debated in the House of Commons and cover topics that our delegates have decided on. Entirely student-run, Queen's Model Parliament is a unique conference that allows students from a variety of disciplines to explore the Canadian legislative process in the presence of many notable political figures. Members of Parliament, justices of the Supreme Court, and prominent members of Canada's journalism scene join the conference to preside over debate as speakers of the House of Commons. We also host panels with various themes where delegates are given the chance to ask questions and further interact with those in various areas of the political field. Many notable politicians, journalists, and Queen's University alumni also join the conference as keynote speakers and distinguished guests at both the annual wine and cheese soiree and the spectacular final gala. QMP delegates have used their experiences at the conference to become Rhodes Scholars, distinguished entrepreneurs, academics, political figures, and other prominent members of Canadian society. Two of QMP's most distinguished alumni that inspire our delegates to participate in Canadian politics are the Honorable John Baird and the Honorable Peter Milliken, who helped bring our conference to the House of Commons. And moving on, we have one more student group to cover. In this segment, we're chatting about the Queen's Chess Club campaign to continue their 5-cent optional student fee. Queen's Chess Club is a diverse community of students sharing their passion for chess. We organize chess tournaments, social events, and weekly meetings. Our mission is to create a community of Queen's students who share a love for chess. We strive to focus on the culture and community of our club. We believe that to engage more students in the game of chess, establishing a community where people feel comfortable and included is vital. Our goal is to use the Queen's University spirit to inspire and create a long-lasting legacy of Queen's chess players. And now back over to Dinah Jansen with more on the AMS elections and referenda. I'm Juliana Gonsalves for CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
And thank Thank you to CFRC's Jesse Bell and her wonderful AMS intern, Juliana Gonsalves, for assisting in the recording of AMS Student Club profiles for this broadcast. And that concludes CFRC's coverage of the campaigns led by various campus and student groups running campaigns for student fees in the upcoming AMS referendum. Once again, AMS members are reminded that voting for candidates and student fees takes place over 3 days on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. Watch your Queen's emails for ballots and visit myams.org for more information about candidates, groups, and the elections process. Don't forget to follow the AMS on Instagram at queensu_AMS to stay up to date with the latest in your student government's news and what's happening right now with AMS elections and referenda, and give each group a follow to check out their campaigns and stay up to date with them year-round. Thanks again for joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM, proudly supporting Queen's Student Initiative, student-led services, and events since 1922. I'm Dinah Jansen.
Boomer, radio guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Whoa, whoa. a cold bed full of scorpions. The venom stole her sanity. And if you'd never called, I might have lingered in purgatory. You wrap around me like a chain, a crown of fire, pulling me into the fire. All that dust, I sat alone in my tower. You were just haunting your powers. Now I can see it all. They won, now you dug me out of my grave and saved my heart from the fate of Ophelia. Keep it 100 on the land. May I see the sky, pledge allegiance to your hands, your team, your vibes. Look here, where the hell you've been? Cause now that your mind is about to be the sleepless night you've been dreaming of. The fate of Ophelia is locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me. Locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me. Saved my heart from the fate of Ophelia.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queens Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Monday. When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.